We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
NFL Insider for the Pro Football Network. Adam Beasley is with us on The Fan. Hey, Adam, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Fellas, the important question I have, because I'm South Florida-based, is how hot is it there? Because it's 110 here, it feels like.
It is 90. I think it's 90 where I am today.
All right. I'm up there next week for Hall of Fame, and I'm going to go to probably Berea for a day. So I'm expecting 75 and sunny, okay?
75 is the
that's
best.
Possible. That's
it's
possible.
Been a hot summer in Northeast Ohio. It has been a very hot summer. The forecast for Friday is 72 and sunny, Saturday 78 and sunny, and a slight chance of rain on Sunday. So they it's next weekend, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, next weekend sounds great.
So the weather looks pretty good, but it has been a hot summer here. But yeah, what'd you say? It's 100 and what?
110? No. It's like, because I live in South Florida, and every day it's 92 with 100% heat index, 100% humidity. So it feels like 105 every single day. It's brutal.
Generally, the humidity is not as bad here as it is in the East Coast, but it's been a pretty humid summer here. I think it's been one of the 10 summers I've lived here. It's one of the hottest. But
it's getting warmer or something. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't wonder what that could be. I don't know, but anyway, another time for another day. Adam, let's talk. First of all, speaking of South Florida, let's talk about the Dolphins, a team you've covered a lot. And, the Dolphins are a team that, if their quarterback play is good, and to some degree you could say it about any team, but the Dolphins have one of the biggest question marks, I guess, in terms of quarterback, or at least the most unproven quarterback, one of them. The Dolphins obviously have a loaded team, or at least from my perspective, I don't cover them as closely as you do. It seems like they've got a very good team besides the quarterback. Is their quarterback good enough in a tough AFC to get them to the playoffs this year?
Well, they were really, really close last year, but that's because they had Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yep. So you mentioned the quarterback position. I don't know if it's completely settled, fellas. I don't know if the quarterback on their roster today will be on their roster in a month and a half when the season starts. I still think the team is closely monitoring the Deshaun Watson situation. I know Tua Tagovailoa has made strides. They were really impressed by the step forward he took in the spring, but my understanding is there's still enough questions about him internally that they would consider Deshaun Watson if indeed all of his legal issues somehow are resolved. And that's an enormous if, because there's nearly two dozen lawsuits and a pending criminal investigation. The NFL is looking into it. So there are a lot of variables to get to that point. But I think it is telling that the team has enough concerns about the quarterback position that they would at least consider Deshaun Watson if all things work out for him.
You mentioned Watson there a little bit. Is there any chance at all that Deshaun Watson plays another snap for the Houston Texans?
I think it's very low. I mean, let's just game plan this out, all right? Let's play the game. He showed up so he wouldn't get fined, right? It would be $50,000 a day to miss training camp, so he wasn't going to do that. But he's kind of forced in the Texans' hand here because they're going to trade him. They want to trade him. They don't want him on their team anymore. They're going to try to maximize whatever they can for him. But it takes two to tango, right? They need someone to be willing to meet their demands or close to it and are willing to take a risk on a guy who could still be suspended, right? So the Texans, I think there is a scenario in which they pay him not to play. And crazy because he's such a big part of their franchise, such a big part of their salary cap. But the way this has gone, his public stance, I mean, if you play him, he's got to talk to us. Do they want to put him out at the podium after wins and losses and the guy doesn't even want to be on the team? It's just a messy, messy situation. And honestly, if it wasn't for the allegations against him, he'd be gone by now. They would have traded him by now, and they would have found someone willing to pay that price. So My guess is they want the NFL to do them a favor. They want the NFL to step in and take care of the discipline and not allow him to play. But, that, again, that sets a tough precedent for the league. Is there enough evidence that we know publicly and what they know internally, because they've had an investigation as well, to sit him down? Because if you do that, then you're opening up the door to a lot of other people with not facing charges, just allegations. Do you sit them down as well? It's really a tough spot.
Yeah, I think, though, I mean, it may just be allegations, but because there's so many, I think the league would be in good shape to suspend him. But it's a good point, Adam. But to getting to your point of you know, could Miami trade for him, I don't even know, like, what is the value for him right now? We know how great he is on the field, but you don't know if he's going to get suspended. There's still a possibility he could get arrested, I guess, because there is a criminal investigation now after all these allegations. You know, what's the how's the fan base going to react to it? You know, obviously he's a great quarterback, and some fans couldn't care less about what a guy does off the court, off the field, but a lot of people care. I don't know. I don't know what his true value is, and are teams willing to trade anything for him right now with everything hanging over him? Because
yeah,
it's not going to be settled quick.
The league say he's not going to be traded now because the ask is just too high. And, yeah, this week was eye-opening because it was confirmation that they've been trying to deal him, but they've been quietly trying to deal him for weeks, if not months. Like, this is something that's been, they've been having casual conversations, but teams are so concerned about, I mean, this isn't just like the 53rd guy on the roster you're taking a flyer on, right? This is going to be the face of your franchise. Your quarterback, especially a quarterback at that level, really says a lot about who you are as an organization. And so who is going to stick their neck out? Certainly no one's going to give up three first-round picks, which is apparently what the demands are, or a combination of high picks and starters. I think Chris Mortensen had five high picks and starter combination. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy, because you don't know for certain he's not going to be arrested next week.
Right.
And you don't know for certain the NFL is not going to suspend him for the season. So that's why I think the Texans are stuck. They would love to move on from him, but right now, unless they drastically reduce their price, it's just not going to happen.
All right, thank God that maybe ESPN can move on from Aaron Rodgers now that he returned to the Packers today. Is this really the last dance? Is this just a one-and-done for Rodgers, you think?
Yes. I think this is all getting to a point where he got a little bit of, I think it's agency. I think that's the word, agency. He has more control over what he feels like he deserves. And I know there are a lot of people around the league that don't like the fact that the players are getting more power, but that's the reality of life. Players are getting more power, particularly the very best players. And he's one of maybe the 20 best players to ever put on a uniform, and he is that good. So, yeah, I understand it's kind of strange, but it's just how things are now. And he didn't feel like the Packers were respecting him enough. He didn't feel like the Packers were listening to him enough. And, you know, you guys, you're probably in relationships. Sometimes, you know, your wife yells at you to get your attention. I mean, mine does all the time. You got to, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit more forceful to get through. And I think that's what he did. Do I think that everything is roses now? No, I think that there's still some real issues there. Sounds like he's going to get Randall Cobb back in Green Bay, which was one of his preconditions. He's going to have the ability to pick where he plays, it sounds like, in 2022. So maybe things work out great, and he wants to return. If they win a Super Bowl, yeah, my guess is he isn't going to bolt, but there's only one team that does every year. So I think the overwhelming likelihood is that this is the last dance, and that's why he and Davante Adams simultaneously posted those pictures over the weekend. I think part of it was to troll the Packers, but I think also part of it was the truth that get ready because this is the last time you're going to see me in a Packers uniform.
Adam Beasley with us for NFL Insider Pro Football Network. Adam, here in Cleveland, fans are always hoping the Browns can win their first Super Bowl. And for the first time in multiple decades, they're actually, at least as we see it, a legitimate contender. While they may not be the favorite in the AFC, I don't think anybody else can be with the Chiefs here, they're certainly right in the mix. At least that's how we see it. Do you see it that way as well?
I mean, this is going to sound pretty reductive, but it's up to the quarterback, isn't it? I mean, if he plays like he did last year and can sustain that and is that guy, I think they have enough around him to really compete. The problem is, guys, the AFC is so much better than the NFC, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean,
yeah.
Baltimore should be good again this year. We don't know what Pittsburgh's going to be. The Bills are I mean, I think people forget how good the Bills are and that they, you know, were one of the three best teams in the NFL last year. Obviously, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and you have ascending teams like the Dolphins. You have ascending teams like the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to take a step forward this year with a coaching change. So, yeah.
The Titans.
Yeah, yeah. I always forget about my guy Ryan Tannehill. The Titans are right there as well. So, yes, do I think that they have what it takes to make a playoff run? Absolutely. But the margin for error in the AFC is so, so small. Imagine if the Browns were in the NFC East. Like, really? Oh. I mean, or even this year, the NFC South. You're guaranteed the 2 seed because the other three teams, aside from the Buccaneers, aren't going to be great. I mean, there's just some bad football in the NFC. But, I mean, the Browns conceivably could be better than they were last year and miss the playoffs, right? Because if I remember correctly, I'm about to go back and look at this, their point differential wasn't fantastic last year. Yeah, so they won some games that maybe they don't win in 2021. They could be a better team and lose games that they didn't. I know that sounds, you know, kind of intuitive, but that's just kind of how the NFL works. It's kind of fluky that way. So, yeah, I think that they're poised to make a run, absolutely. But it also wouldn't surprise me if they go 9-8 and miss the playoffs.
You know, Adam, we had a question earlier. It was a fun topic talking about, you know, what would be better for the Browns this year if Nick Chubb led the league in rushing or if Odell Beckham Jr. led the league in receiving? What say you?
Oh, rushing, right? I mean, that.
I said rushing. My partner said receiving, but it was kind of split.
I think it's just not more how much it helps your team, but what it says about your team. Because if you're running the ball that much, it means you're a good team that's dominating the football game. So, I mean, obviously you score through the air and you're explosive and that's how you move the ball. But if you really want to sense how well a team is taking it to their opposition, it's if you have a guy who's running the football. Now, again, we'll see his medical if he can hold up. The 17-game season's a long time. I mean, that's a long way to go. So maybe if you have that guy going over 2,000 yards, it's not really good for your playoff run. The Titans have had that kind of dude for a couple of years now and seems to be a pretty hard ceiling. But I think by and large that if you have a guy that's just crushing it on the ground, it says that you're controlling games, and that's a good thing for the Browns.
My argument, Adam, is that Nick Chubb being excellent as long as he's healthy is a given. There's nobody that follows the NFL that thinks Nick Chubb's just going to have a bad season for no reason. Mm-hmm. He's a great talent. He's one of the most talented backs in the league. Whether he's first or not is irrelevant. If he's third or fifth or even seventh, whatever, he's going to have a great season. But nobody thinks Odell Beckham's going to have a great season, or not many people. Like, most people think at best he'll be okay. So my thought is, well, I know Chubb's going to be great. I don't need him to lead the league. If Odell Beckham is that great that he's leading the league in receiving, then they might have the best offense in the league.
Yeah, no, you make a compelling point, and I can be convinced that way, too. I just got out of Dolphins camp. Did they say he's full go for training camp? How's that going to be?
He passed his physical.
Yeah, he passed his physical today. So, yeah, he's not going on the pup list to start the season.
Yeah, so, again, that's encouraging. How old is that guy now? Is he late 20s?
28.
Hard to believe that, but there, you do see elite players have career renaissances once they get healthy and in the right situation. So, you know, maybe comeback player of the year. Let's start that trend.
There it is.
Adam, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, I better see you guys at Berea next week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it depends on the media credentials.
With COVID and the protocols, we don't know yet what we're going to be. We don't know the story, but if we don't see you, we apologize.
You got any restaurant recommendations in that area?
Yes, indeed. No doubt. You got to go to Delmonico's for steak. You like steak?
No, I hate it.
Delmonico's Steakhouse. That's the best.
Yep.
Thanks,
you love it. You got
all
it.
Right. Adam, we appreciate it. Adam Beasley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.